Goodness knows what the results would be if anyone attempted a similar exercise with the planet's estimated 20,000 types of lichens, 50,000 species of mollusk, or 400,000 plus beetles. What is certain is that there is a great deal of life out there, though the actual quantities are necessarily estimates based on extrapolations, sometimes exceedingly expansive extrapolations. In a well-known exercise in the 1980s, Terry Irwin of the Smithsonian Institution saturated a stand of 19 rainforest trees in Panama with an insecticide fog, then collected everything that fell into his nets from the canopy. Among his haul, actually hauls, since he repeated the experiment seasonally to make sure he caught migrant species, were 1,200 types of beetle. Based on the distribution of beetles elsewhere, the number of other tree species in the forest, the number of forests in the world, the number of other insect types, and so on, up a long chain of variables, he estimated a figure of 30 million species of insects for the entire planet. A figure he later said was too conservative. Others using the same or similar data have come up with figures of 13 million, 18 million, or 100 million insect types, underlying the conclusion that, however carefully arrived at, such figures inevitably owe at least as much to supposition as to science.